Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussman, Lenishmas Oldabas Yudit Tzvi, and we began Kapitel Kufnem Test, the second to last Halleluka of Tehillim, and following Ashrei. We introduced last night that its theme is Yemos HaMashiach, the eschatological era, the time of redemption, when Moshiach will come after the triumph, the victory of the war of Gog and Magog. And when we experience that new world order, a time of peace and tranquility, a time of Jewish prosperity and security, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, we will be moved and inspired to be able to write, to author, to sing to Hashem a new song, Tehilaso Bekal Chasidim. We will merit to be Chasidim, we will be in that call, and we'll be moved to sing to Hashem. And a reminder that even until that time, even as we wait and long and anticipate for that period, we too should engage the world each and every day anew. That the world is a brand new day, it's a brand new start. And that each day brings with it an invitation, an opportunity to see and to praise Hashem. Second pasuk, Yismach Yisrael be'osav, b'nei tzion yagilu b'malkam. So again, we're talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Let's start with the second half of that pasuk, the second expression or clause in this phrase. B'nei Tzion, the residents of Tzion of Zion, Yagilu b'malkam, they will exult in their king. Who are the B'nei Tzion? Why are we invoking the B'nei Tzion as opposed to Yisrael in the first half of the sentence? And Yagilu, they'll rejoice, they'll exult in Malkam, their king. Who is this king we're talking about? I know I keep re-emphasizing this, but this is davening that we say every single day. We might as well know what we're saying, be moved and inspired and elevated by it. It's why we're doing it and why we're saying it. So there's different interpretations. B'nai Tzion refers to those who live in Tzion and Zion, which of course, in Yemos HaMashiach, there'll be Jewish sovereignty as we have now in this Aschalta de Geula period of our homeland. And the residents of Tzion are the ones who are going to most acutely and intensively feel this era of redemption. And therefore, Yagilu, they will be poised to most exalt and celebrate Bimalkam in their king. Who is their king? What's your kavana? What do you think about when you say these words? Who is their king? So the Svarno understands their king is Mashiach. We're talking about Malkam. The Rambam talks about the formula with which we will experience. So we have to establish Jewish sovereignty, and we have to have a Jewish king, and there'll be Mashiach will come. So Malkam means Melech HaMashiach. We call him, not Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, the King Mashiach. So the Pasuk, according to the Svarno, Rav Avadya Svarno, Yagilu b'Malkam. They're going to sing this new song, and they're going to say, no more rockets, no more tunnels, no more threats, no more enemies, no more anti-Semitism, a period of peace and tranquility, a true and lasting security, a time in which we can invest ourselves in our neshama, in nourishing our souls. Are they going to thank Malkam, their king, Melech HaMashiach, who ushers in this new era? That's how the Svarno understands. The Malbim disagrees. The Malbim says Malkam is not Melech Mashiach, but Melech Malchei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True Mashiach is the human shliach, the agent or messenger of Hashem, who's ushering in that new era. But of course, the one really responsible for redemption is not Melech HaMashiach, but Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Says the Malbim, your kavana should be Yagilu b'Malkam, the Bnei Tzion, those who live in Israel, those who live in Tzion and Zion, those who live in Yerushalayim Tzion. In some contexts, is Israel; some contexts, Yerushalayim; some contexts, the Beis Hamikdash. So those who experience the arrival of Mashiach, Yagilu, will exult and will praise and will feel the presence of Hashem. Let's go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Yismach Yisrael be'osav. Israel, the Yisrael, the Jewish people will rejoice. Be'osav. This expression is a little bit difficult. It's a little clumsy. Be'osav. Is that singular or plural? Osav, creator, is written in the plural. In the singular, it would be Oseu or Oso. But Osav is written in the plural. So why are we saying in the plural? Yismach Yisrael be'osav. In the plural. To whom is the plural describing? Rishwab in his Sefer quotes several who understand the use of the majestic plural, he calls it, as in the royal we. Even when you're talking about I, it's a reference to the royal we, an expression of humility, to say we instead of I, be'osav instead of oseu or oso, it's an expression of humility, the majestic we, the royal we. But Rav Hirsch has a different understanding. Rav Hirsch references a pasuk in Yeshaya, ki bo'alayach osayach, for the master is your creator, where the plural form Osayach is also used in that pasuk in the 54th chapter of Yeshaya. And says Rav Hirsch is explaining somewhat counterintuitively. We think of the Jewish people as coming to existence and being formed when? Maybe it was Avram Avinu who formed the first family of Ivrim. Maybe it was last week, this week's parsha, the experience of Matan Torah. We came to our Sinai, and that's when we received Kedushas Yisrael. We became a Jewish people through the experience of Kabbalah Satorah standing at Har Sinai. Did we become a Jewish people only once? Rav Hirsch has a great insight. He says there were periods and times, milestones of history, where the Jewish people underwent a transformation in which we reestablished our identity, our essence. We, so to say, were reborn, reconverted, we were restored or renewed over and over again. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we became a people. Standing at Har Sinai, we became a people. There were historic events in history where we experienced again becoming a people, and one of them will be Tchias HaMesim. In that era of Yemos HaMashiach, when Mashiach will come and herald in that new era, we will be formed, we will be born, we will come to be as a people again. Not individual transformation, but a transformation of the conglomerate of the whole. And therefore the word Be'osav is the one who has many times created it. Be'osav should be translated, again, not sure the kavana that you've been having till now, but Be'osav should be translated, the plural Be'osav, according to Rav Schwab, the royal we. But according to Rav Hirsch, Be'osav means that Hashem is the one who has many times created the Jewish people. Not only one time or one point in history, but many times He has created us. That's one interpretation. Amir Tashem will share another one tomorrow night.